Hi, my name is Abiola Adoragbemi, and I'd like to welcome you to my podcast.
Hi, what's up? My name is Abiola Adoragbemi, and to welcome you to another episode of the podcast. It's another Friday, and I have an unusual set of human beings here. Right, I'm stopping myself from making a threesome joke, but yeah, it's out. Whoa. There. It's out there. I'm sorry. But if you are new here, I want to let you know that you are in for an amazing ride. Whether it's a 30-minute long ride or a 45-minute long ride.
Let's ride.
I'm sure you're a Yoruba man and you can last long, right? Okay. Now that you know that we're less than 2 minutes into the podcast.
Okay.
And we're all smiling, right? Ah. But anyways, if you are new here for the very first time, this we are a Young Bros podcast.
So say the last now.
Look, anyways. We are Young Bros podcast talking about.
Still this last time, no last.
We're talking about. Say you let me talk.
Please talk.
I'm trying to sell the podcast.
Thank you very much.
Okay. So if you're coming here for the very first time, I need to be above the camera. If you're coming here for the very first time, this is like a podcast for young people. Cruise content. At the end of even every funny episode, there's something that you can take away from it. And I feel like if you can give us the favor of say 10 minutes, listen 10 minutes in the podcast. If you don't like what you've heard within the first 10 minutes, I can promise you that I will reimburse your data times two.
Adria will do that.
I said what I said.
But yes, when I said last time, you said anyways, let's continue.
She's trying to get into my good books.
Too late.
Too late.
Today we're talking about Yoruba men and Yoruba, the stories of how Yoruba demon came to pass. But I want you to laugh with me. Okay, this is a very very sick joke, and I'm sorry in advance. I am sorry, right? But say Yoruba men, please.
Yoruba men.
Yeah,
you would think that you've seen the worst.
Seriously, now I'm just saying this. What do
you? Are you serious?
I'm so sorry.
She sounds like one of the UK sport children.
Also, I have a cough right now, so I can't laugh as much, or else I'll just bust into like.
Enough inside jokes.
Let's get into the podcast, okay. Right? When I saw this topic, I was like, I'm not even ready to talk about this because I'm a Yoruba guy, and I
want to roast you.
I know you want to do more than roasting, but
I mean, worse than it in.
Oh, can we just move on?
Okay.
Thank you.
Right?
What?
So, as you can see and hear, you know that you are in for an amazing ride, right? So, Yoruba men. When I saw this topic, because I don't coordinate the topics, I am merely the voice of the people for the start of podcast team, right? Okay. There's a cough coming. I apologize in advance. Not yet. But the cough is coming. Right. Something sounds wrong there.
It feels weird to be next to Yoruba men.
Anyways, when I saw this topic, I was like, wait, are we ready for this? Because I don't want to be in a room where people will slander my gender, right? Not just
and
my gender.
Your tribe.
I feel like tribe conversations are kind of a sensitive one, because as much as we get enough laughs from it, people are sometimes insecure about their tribes. I'll give you an example. Abigail, where are you from?
I'm from Ijaw.
What's your surname?
Really, you now want to do
that? No. The point I'm trying
to
say.
Okay, I'm proud of my son name. So yeah, I'm going to say Edonkumo.
Remember when we were in secondary school? When they would call out your son name, and people would start.
You know, they are actually sponsored.
Best that had a donkey's mall.
Wow! Get out!
The point I'm trying to make is that as much as we're saying Yoruba demons are this, it's gonna be a backside to this. No, backside.
Continue.
And it's all fun, it's all jokes, right? For whatever thing we talk about the podcast, just know that it has good intentions, right?
Coming from a place of love.
Understand, right? Enough said, let's go into the violence.
I'm banned.
let's go into the violence. Abigail, what do you have for us? Or do you want do you want these beautiful ladies to introduce themselves first?
Yeah, I think they should actually introduce themselves.
So,
but please say your name.
Okay, I'm Ade Ifemide. Ade Ifemide.
Okay. Who is Ade Ifemide?
Ade Ifemide is a jobless young woman.
Wow, she owns up to that.
Yes, I'm unemployed.
That's so nice.
Get me a job, please. I finished from Olabisi Nnobadi University. I'm Mide Not Made on Twitter. Belquart, you get the gist.
Mide what? Mide what?
Mide Not Made.
Not
Made.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So smart.
Can not N-U-T.
Oh. N-U-T.
What do you think it was? That it was not already now.
N-O-T.
Oh, Mide Not Made.
Not Made. You don't get
not
the gist.
Not me. Yes. Okay, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
What does that mean? Where did that come from?
But then, why did you use N-U-T?
Exactly.
I don't know.
Yeah, it makes sense though. I'm a sexual person. When I saw the note, I get that vibe. Yes,
yes,
there is.
So I just lack that energy.
Okay, so how did that come?
I lost my account and I needed to open a new one. So I couldn't find a good handle. Then I'm Mide. Ade Ifemide. I'm not Mide.
You're not me.
Yeah. So instead of N-O-T, not me, anything.
Makes sense. Makes sense.
Yeah.
We are going to get into that sexual versus personality.
Yeah.
In a second. But yeah, backstory here. I'm going to tell you, I'm not even going to give you the chance to do an introduction. I will do the introduction for her and I'll tell you why I'm angry with her. So, we're supposed to record this episode at one point.
She came from
the
church.
She came 3 hours after.
That's what he's.
I came from Ikorodu, so please. Ikorodu
is not 20.
Right? Cannot. Listen. My name is Mosumola.
Come as right?
Similarly popular.
Today,
Atoya.
Please, okay.
But now, let's get into it. We've played enough, right? So, now, Abigail, where did the...
So,
whole...
I will not introduce myself.
You're not. I'm whatever. Very bad
you don't have
at
a
you.
Chance.
Whatever.
But she's Mosumola.
Shumololi Popla.
Okay, amen. Please continue.
Abigail is just tired. Abigail is just...
Like, I'm really tired.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay,
Abigail,
please go on.
Yes. Two little women. I don't understand.
Coming from Abigail... I feel like I'm bigger than her.
I don't want to be on this phone.
Okay,
please
yes,
go.
Let's do it.
So yeah, you want to define Yoruba Demo and how it got started.
Okay, so.
Wow, she's looking for. Okay, so let me just say.
No,
that.
I want to say it by myself.
Why?
Excuse me, because I want to say it by myself.
She's a woman, she has to explain to Yoruba Demo.
So, alright, Yoruba Demo. Yoruba Demon is a slang for a young man, typically a Yoruba descent, who has the uncanny gift to effortlessly making ladies fall for them very easily. Like, he has the... He makes ladies fall for him easily. He said... Okay, they said he is believed to be naturally a gifted, smooth talker and a Casanova, who prides himself in being able to acquire a huge group of beautiful female admirers and side chicks. Should I continue?
No.
Or I should stop?
So, what you just described is me.
Exactly.
Okay, I won't even lie. Your women
are you
sweet.
Sure?
They can be sweet. Especially when you're not dating.
You've not seen
when
me
they're just
flirty.
Trying to,
so you
know,
to get to
okay,
you.
That's
yes.
True.
So now, my question now is, why is it that all men of across all nations have their flirt? So why is it that it is now Yoruba people that now defines that has that demon name? And I need to tell you that this article was gotten off of Wikipedia. So
yeah,
we have traveled past Google.
No,
I don't know.
You guys
I don't
have
know.
Made it for men are scum, eh?
Yeah.
But Yoruba men.
The scum about Yoruba men. If we are being honest, Yoruba men are fine.
That's bad. Okay.
Tall, the dark
yoga
guy.
Like, you know the
vibes. You know the
vibes. Especially when they're in that agbada.
You went home.
Yeah.
You went agbada.
What agbada?
And all smelling all nice, right?
Am I making a
the
mistake
smell?
On this podcast?
Continue, yeah. Please.
Because I feel like you are objectifying me.
That's not
my agenda.
No. I think this is even a compliment.
Are you trying?
Yeah, this is a compliment. They're fine. Especially those
fine.
Ones that smell nice. You're going
and
to
and
be
that's the way of talking. Hello, Shadi.
All right. So
the
now,
ones with deep voice.
I like to now get
that's
into,
the end.
I like to get into the personal side of things. politics, right?
Okay.
Now, the question is, why did Yoruba men carry that demon? That, like, of every, like, I mean, have you heard the UK accent? I'm a guy and I love the UK accent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, black UK accent. It's just, bro. Yeah. Like, I like to skip the T's, you understand? But okay, so now, have you at one point dated Yoruba man?
I was going to say something. So, because they're so sweet and so fine, I feel like that's what gets into their head and feel like they can cheat. I feel like they can have plenty of women. I don't know.
They can actually.
And you know, they can manage them until a woman is sensible enough to say, oh, this guy is cheating on me. But especially those ones that have money, that's the end.
But wait. But hold up. Yoruba demons.
Yeah.
They're saying Yoruba demons, but you still, like, women still want them.
They still
them.
Want
like,
them.
What are they doing different
about Yoruba men that are super different? A Yoruba man will make you feel like they are the victim. I don't know if you are getting it. Like, I'm just fine and I'm with you.
Like there are other women, as if
they're doing you a favor.
And they're doing you a favor.
As if they're doing you a favor.
Okay.
I like that because I feel guilty. I've done that before.
Yeah.
I mean, what is this?
Every Yoruba man.
No, they have done that.
But from a personal point of view,
yeah. Yes, I am.
How was the relationship?
Well,
I mean, first of all,
in an actual relationship or situation,
God, okay,
a relationship.
We don't skip the T's here. We want the T. Okay. So both.
Okay. Let's start from a situation.
Okay.
Does this guy I met on the space on Twitter?
The Twitter space feature that they just released.
Yes,
you people are already meeting people.
I'm sorry. In case my man is listening to this, not doing welcome. So I mean, he texted me and was like, "Lex, my boy, Lex, let's see my how, blah blah blah."
Your what?
My how.
So
then he went all, I like you, you're so good, blah blah, let's just be friends. So we're friends. Then one thing or the other, I started catching feelings because he fucks
you. You what?
Amen.
Amen.
So
nobody did.
No, I heard. Okay. Yeah, I feel like
well, let's just
people
move
that
on.
Listen, yeah. Well.
Moving
yeah,
on.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
I was back on too, like,
no,
yeah,
moving
yeah.
on.
So I mean, so it's just point to benefit basically. Then he started treating me like his babe.
Okay.
I mean, I go over, we make meals, he takes me out. I was his AVI on Twitter, but he did not ask me out. Then I started feeling at home now because I mean, 2 months in, 3 months in, we're going to church together.
What do you?
We were color coordinating. I mean,
he got
feelings.
Then he did not ask you out.
He did not. Then no, me, I didn't even need to ask me at that point because
so you're already in, like,
yeah.
Then his ex came into the picture and I went to his place and I found a net in his wardrobe. I'm like, what's this air like, for my ex? Okay, the next thing, wig. Is this deep? She didn't forget this one. I will not forget my wig in a man's house. Mm-hmm. That means I'm coming there.
Mm-hmm.
So he went all, yeah, she came here for the weekend. Holy shit, okay, the mama, whoa, Lagos traffic is bad. I guess she was stranded, that's why. No, she came here for the weekend. Why?
And it told you.
It did not hide it.
He did not hide it, he just said
it. He was so straight about it. Like, okay, yeah, she came here for the weekend, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, why is your ex coming for the weekend? Like, why are you raising your voice? Are we in your relationship?
What the?
But,
you know what makes that statement good? Why are you raising your voice? Are we in a relationship?
No, I wanted to lose my mind. Because I felt like in a past like this.
Is this not what a relationship should look like?
Then he went, I don't know, this is not defined. We are both having fun.
Ah.
Okay, so I just want to remind you that the Twitter space feature got launched last year. Clubhouse. Clubhouse got launched 2020.
Yeah.
So Twitter space feature was like mid 2021. Good. Now,
I'm trying to calculate too.
Wait, hold on, calm down. Let's be frank.
All right.
As a guy.
Wait, are we sure calm this down. Thing was? Because I felt it was during the lockdown. Was it?
No, it was last year.
It was last year. Now, but I felt like, okay.
The guy did not define anything.
Yeah.
And did you actually define it?
I didn't feel the need to. I mean,
you would have. I guess it do. You guys were like doing things people in relationship do.
I mean, we go to church together.
Yeah, that's like. You go to church together. That's like, exactly. Ah, yes, you guys cook meals together.
Bro,
I've been in situationships. I love you. I said the boundaries. I'm not going to say I love you. And the guy is not saying the same thing.
He was sending me episodes.
My guy don't fuck up.
I mean, it was always matching to you. I feel like probably his ex came, then he was not able to get over her. I'm very sure he loved you at that point.
He leaves his phone on this thing, this phone holder in his car. I'm like, I want to see your face all through the place. Please, what do I need?
I am sure he loved you at that point.
No, not love.
He liked you.
He didn't just use you. He didn't just enjoy your company, right? He used you as a fallback option.
I think so. If you're watching this, imagine if you've seen my face before, fine. If you've not seen my face, look for a very confused meme on Twitter. because, to be honest, I'm going to take my guy's side. I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry. First of all, is he not defining anything?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Meaning, if you take this case to court, you have lost. Wait, I'm not done.
Okay.
Secondly, what if you're the one that put yourself in that position?
Ow.
Because you said that you are catching feelings.
No.
When you guys started talking, continue.
It started from, you know how the talking stage starts on Twitter now. You talk every day, then boom.
How long is every day?
Every day is 10 hours.
No, like how long was that every day? That's fun.
I don't know. I'm not part of this, but I mean.
Yeah, but I guess I can talk to you in a week.
Exactly. I mean, we're all too young. There's no time to waste.
No, let her finish.
Okay.
How long was that?
I don't know. Before we started visiting each other.
Please, only top. How long?
Maybe
5 days.
Yeah, it's not bad. I'm not going to say.
Maybe 5 days.
I'm going to have Emmanuel do a very funny video. Do a very funny video. Calm down. You meet somebody, you talk for, say, 8 hours a day.
Okay.
24 hours.
Okay.
That's for 5 times.
Yeah, that's 40 hours.
Now you fuck up now.
What were you guys talking about? They were obviously into each other. And they wanted to see each other the next week. There's nothing bad.
It was a weekend, like, my guy.
I have been in that kind of situation. But it didn't make me feel like I needed to define it.
Listen.
Did you ever ask him about his ex or something?
It made you comfortable.
What did you think we were talking about?
No.
It made you too comfortable.
I feel like Yoruba men are.
This one.
Listen, Yoruba men are risk takers. Okay. We are geniuses that see the diamond. Listen, let me have this, okay?
Okay.
We are geniuses that see the diamond in the rough, right?
Okay.
While guys will say, you know, I'm not this kind of person. Yoruba man will tell you, this is me. Like, I used to. Listen.
I don't think that's true.
Calm down.
I don't think that's true.
I had very shitty friends in university. When I say shitty, imagine the worst of them.
Okay.
Yeah, my guys. Right. And it's not like I do anything. I just know them by the podcast. Right. I was kind of popular at the podcast. I was sort of an influencer in school. So like a lot of people knew me. So I was like guys with everybody. Right. And the worst of them was the guys that actually go to visit, because I mean, I mean the. Just that day, right? And when these guys were telling me that, yo, this is how it is, this is how it is, I used to logically say that, no. Like, I just used to say, yo, girls are not like this, you know? And it got to a point that I was like, yo, you know what? Fuck everybody. And when I say, I don't mean the literal. I don't mean the literal form, don't get me wrong. Please, children could be watching this. But I don't mean the literal. I'm just saying that when a guy is saying that, see, it would tell me. My guy will tell you. I should not call him. He's been on the podcast quite a number of times. If you know him, shout out to
him.
I don't think you do.
I think I do.
Anyway, he's a Twitter person too. Yeah, okay. So, he will tell you. He will tell you, see, have a girl in my house. If you are coming, you're coming to continue watching. Everyone,
wait. It will tell the other girl.
Yeah.
Please, what is that?
I'll just tell you that it will tell you straight. Like, that courage, that's when I knew that. And I'm going to be shut
and the
down.
Girl will come.
I'm going to be shut down for this particular statement. But my other opposite gender can be easily
table. They actually put
I need to say something. Do you know, as a woman, I'll prefer a man that comes out straight and be like, okay.
Okay, oh, come on for you.
No, you put yourself in.
That's what I said. Like,
statements that start from as a woman.
You put yourself in.
I prefer that kind of man. I prefer that kind of man. Than a man that will lead me on and make me feel comfortable.
I understand. You get. Than a man that will lead
me
on
and make me feel comfortable. Always come and
ask me. I can't. Say, are we in a relationship? What the?
Now, when Yoruba man don't serve you, know if they vex.
No. Exactly. Multiple times.
This one.
Come back to that story, but as that one, you cannot blame it on us. You just blame it on life output.
No. I will blame it on that guy. He made her comfortable. They went to church together. They cooked together. What else does he want in a relationship that they weren't doing together?
I have a best friend.
Okay.
I like the okay. I said that up. I have the best friend. Actually, I have a best friend. It's not
I hate men with female best friends.
Why?
I beg.
Let me explain.
Please,
red flag.
Please.
She a witch. Let's go.
I feel like guys need to be vulnerable to the lady that you're not sexually attracted to.
Your mom is there now.
What the hell?
You have sisters. You have cousins.
No. Why are you going away with a woman that is not me?
That is not even me.
Okay, because my intentions are going to be clouded when I'm with you. Right? Okay, there's a series I'm seeing. It's called Billions.
Okay.
Right? Let me guess. Bobby Axelrod is a billionaire or whatnot, and there's this other lady that is basically just his very best friend, Wendy. And I got a lot of relatability because you cannot be telling your wife some things because your wife will look at you as your wife or your babe. Right, but your girlfriend or your best friend is just very, very...
This is why you guys should start that.
But then there's an advantage.
How will you be friends on 5 days for...
Like I said,
people get sexually attracted to each other. I met a guy on Snap.
What?
My sister.
Not my own. I just for the views.
That's okay.
I post
It was a video, erotic stuff.
Wait, it was a video. I saw it on Twitter. Do you know how you see a lot of erotic videos on Twitter? I downloaded it. I like, this will look good on my Snap. Then I posted it. Then this guy was like, oh, something like that. Hey, what's up? And we have been keeping streaks. I knew he was a fine boy, but we have been keeping streaks. We never talk. And then he texted. Normally, I would have ignored. I'm like, why are you replying to? Get out. But I knew it was a fine boy because we've been keeping streaks and everything. Then I replied. I'm like, okay, let's see how it goes and everything and everything. Guy, I guess it was just a week. I stay on the mainland. I stay at Ikorodu. This guy stays at Ikoyi.
Where you went from? No more.
I stay at Ikorodu. The way we were, or the way high was, and I'm sure it was too. It was just 100%. I could feel it through the text.
Here's the pro tip, right?
Yeah.
If she has a shitload of Snaps,
get out.
20k is not a lot, yeah.
Get out.
20k is not.
I just have 40k. Get out. This is just. I can meet person on Twitter too. I can meet person on WhatsApp, anywhere.
On the road.
I'm just trying to say people can be sexually attracted and they want to meet each other. Okay.
That's not even a problem.
That is, you've given me an example of you being with a Yoruba.
Yeah.
Right? Now, an example of
you. Okay. My Snap guy was a Yoruba guy. To end that, then we met and everything. Then
I mean, it went down.
It went down.
I don't understand.
Then I stopped talking to him.
We are called shaking tables.
We have to talk about what went down.
What exactly?
How did it go down?
We were sexually attracted. Then we met. Then what we wanted to do, we did it. It was so nice. It was very nice.
It was good.
You get. Mm-hmm. But I said I was busy with work. I knew this one was not ready for a relationship. And then after a week, this is why I would have stopped. When you met the guy after a week, I would have felt he was not serious. I would have felt he was not a serious person. He would have waited. I feel like he would have waited before we did anything. I just felt it was just the tension between us. Yeah. And then we are off the tension. So there's no need to talk again.
There's no clarity.
So there's no need to talk again. So I stopped talking to him.
Wait.
Yeah, I'm like, okay. And then again, it wasn't giving me the attention I wanted. It was saying it was busy with work. I'm like, okay, I have work too. No, I actually do not have work, but that doesn't mean
you have
work.
I mean, after, yeah, I have next week.
You're busy with work. I have next week's work. I have things to do.
After that experience.
Yeah, after we
after
met.
After you guys met.
Yeah.
And everybody started becoming busy and acting busy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't giving me the attention, so I just left him alone. It stopped there. That's why I did not. But it was trying to come back. But I'm like, I'm done with you. I didn't move on.
Like, I don't feel that same way.
Okay, so my experience with Yoruba men, I feel like all my life I've dated Yoruba men. Oh, there was one particular Igbo man, but we didn't date.
So what?
Guys, so I have a confession to make. I think I've been in an actual relationship.
Hold on. I'm gonna stand up for this.
Wow.
Calm down.
This podcast has been on for 3 years. I have never stood up.
Calm down.
For somebody.
Akwatapiti.
You hear what I want.
Oh, yeah. Go on. Proceed.
Honorable.
Go on.
Okay. So, I've actually been in a relationship that feels like... So that's why I was a bit jealous of the one where you were saying... about the guy that still said it wasn't a relationship. Well, I would have defined it. I feel like I always define things. I always say what it is, what are we doing. That's why I can never be in that kind of situation where he's not saying anything. He did not ask me out. I would have asked you, bro, what are we doing? If not, I would try. I would do everything.
Pencils in the hand of the creator.
So what are we doing?
What are we doing? What was I saying?
Yeah. You always feel the need to define yourself.
Yeah, I would also need to ask him, what's up? What are we doing? And everything. That's why I can't be in that kind of situation. Because I would have asked. Hey. And I feel like that's what spoils my relationship with people. Because I will not put my 100% feelings in it. If you are saying,
And I feel like that's...
You know.
No, I feel like... Okay, I wanted to say that I think she actually allowed her feelings get the better part of her.
I hate that it's not your fault. It was not even the guy's fault. I hate the fact that it is not my own problem.
It is not your fault.
I wasn't the only person showing feelings. I mean,
it was.
If he wasn't showing feelings, it would have ended.
I know when someone is showing, and I'm sure you know. Every woman knows when someone is showing feelings.
Let's just say it.
I feel like that girl, girl that came. Because this is not ordinary.
Like I said before, that guy just used you as a fallback option.
Yeah, I understand that.
He was expecting his ex
to come back. Mm-hmm. But depending on the time, I feel that.
Exactly.
Like,
but that's like the most wicked thing.
I personally usually say that nobody knows me, right? Yeah. When I say nobody knows me, it means that I am showing you what I want you to see. Okay. Meaning that if I want you to feel like I am feeling you, I will do it such that...
How is that a me problem?
No.
Because you're wicked. Why are you not 100% of yourself?
It.
Why?
Well, because I am just...
That's not a me problem. That's your problem.
If you're not showing, listen, if it's a Kunle's problem.
Okay.
How is it that Kunle consigned the Yoruba men that he used to drag on Twitter?
It is Kunle's problem.
If Kunle is nice to Kemi,
Kunle
is not nice to Adeife. No, that your good man is another man's problem.
Can I ask one question?
Yeah, go on.
Of course. So, let's leave the Yoruba demon part.
Okay.
Definitely, there's something good he would have done for you. So what's that good thing?
The Yoruba men are so good with words. Mm-hmm.
With what?
With words.
You want man to make you feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Like you go and be like, I don't like my body anymore.
Ah, I like this your big tummy.
See your tummy. Okay, tummy.
Yeah, yeah. They can actually.
They'll make you feel good about yourself. They'll make you feel good about your career prospects. They'll make you feel good about everything. And they are supportive.
They're supportive, it's true.
No, your bad men will push you until they don't want to anymore.
So why hold on. What I am saying here is pretty much transactional.
Mm-mm.
Listen.
Okay.
Man's is helping your career. Man is helping your mental state, like and giving yourself. You words of wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Man is helping your body system. Understand?
Okay.
Orgasms and all that. Orgasms and all that. No, that's fine.
I'm not done.
Okay.
I'm not done. Now, how is it his fault when he decides that? Okay, you know what? Nah.
So while he's doing all that, he knows at the back of his mind that he has one hex still left. Why is he not letting us talk about it? Let's talk about your ex that you still like. Are you 100% in this relationship? Or do you still like your ex? Do you still want to be with your ex and everything? Do you know we can still be friends? Do you know we can still be friends? Are you giving me, and still now, you're giving me the support, the till everything can even finish. But do not make me feel like I am comfortable in this relationship. Do not do that.
Will give you stability and don't promote this chair. Let's stay.
See, it's like connecting wires together.
You know, it baffles me that this is it.
Yeah.
Don't hear this. I'm coming for you. That this happens. Mm-mm. That no, we're still rolling, right? That I am somewhere. I was somewhere at one point, and I was looking for a woman.
Okay.
And I didn't see, like, there was one time in which I wasn't like I was looking for a woman, but I just wanted to.
Do this one.
But
you need companionship.
But I think what I didn't do that most of your bandmates do is rope somebody along the way to just fill that position. Right? I mean, I feel like it's a waste of time. Because okay, now I something that I've learned recently is be the one to like a girl. Don't let the girl
like you.
Because if it's the other way around. Like if a girl likes you, if a guy likes you, okay, a couple of months, the guy moves on, he meets somebody else. But if a girl really, really, really likes you, guy, they can go to the end of the earth.
So you're saying, let a girl like you.
I'm saying, you be the one to like the girl. Okay.
So when you want
like,
to end
you be
it,
the one to
it is easy. Her,
to end her.
Yeah.
Okay.
So when you want to end it,
I was saying, I tweeted something that men don't like it. How did I put it? Men don't like women that toast them or something. Men don't like when women shoot their shots first and everything. So no, how true is that?
Okay, so personally, I used to like it when a lady shoots a shot at me because first of all...
Oh, yeah, the smell was they eventually take you for granted.
No. Actually, no. So, okay, I personally like it when women shoot a shot.
If it is a woman you like, sure.
Because I see myself, I hold myself in high esteem. I'm a very proud person. Like, I'm very serious. I mean, they don't know.
They don't know.
But I'm a very, very, very proud person. I hold myself in high esteem. I feel they use tons of it. But if you see me outside, don't follow me though, because I could not. Bruh, who the fuck are you? So, like, I feel like if I come to the point in which I need to ask you out, and you tell me, who are you? Don't tell me. No. Think no. I can count the people that I've asked out and people that I said no. It's almost flawless. I'm not joking. And this is a very narcissistic thing. I'm sorry. But I position myself that. So if I'm saying that, okay, I want to make this official, I go first go to the corner like a guy's did. I will not really ask. There's one point in which one girl was like, ducky, say it very well. Because.
Use your mouth.
She said, say it. You want to be. That was when I knew that okay, this person actually. But personally, I held myself aside. I esteem. So I don't try it out or just press shot any out like everybody does on social media. So I feel if
you short space.
If you come to me and you're telling me that you like me, I would first weigh you as a human being. That yo,
okay.
I've been in a position where I like people. and they didn't like me back. Maybe I didn't tell you, but I know that I just didn't like me and it hurt. So what I would do is, I'll give you a shot at you, mommy. Let's go. I'll give you more time. And this happened in my camp. I'm so sorry. Like, my camp was terrible. It was crazy. I was in prostitutes in camp. But I didn't do the actual prostitution, but I did the emotional prostitution. Right? And it was so obvious that I didn't know that I was doing it. It was that bad. I didn't know I was
doing just flipping.
Yeah. Somebody was not like, Adra, sit down. It was not like, and I said, the first 1 week, you give this person your attention. Then you instantly switched to this other person. And you instantly switched to this
another person.
Now, and
oh, yeah, wicked.
I did not know that I was doing it.
It's just a Yoruba man.
I did not know that I was doing it. I did not know because for me, like if I did follow you talk and you don't, they broke. I lost.
Why are you calling her my love? Why are you calling all of them my love? Don't call me. Don't baby me.
Our wife.
If I shock you, if I stop.
Bro, to answer your question, yeah, I think I like it when. You make yourself, you tell me that you like me, and then I'll be like, okay, I give you my attention. And I'm like, okay, let's give this a trial, right? But then we both know that we're entering this whatever as we was one trial. If you bust for your eye, you don't go and now like me more than I like you, and you're not expecting me
that's LD,
bro. That's it.
That's
it
LD. Is. But okay. What will your bad demons will do is Shade, Kemi, Tinuke. Gloria,
I love
you. Do you know that you guys created the monster? You made the monster like one.
Please,
we are
please.
The monsters you made.
Let me explain.
No. I see where you're coming from, and I'm not going to allow it. No, see. One thing I'm always going to agree on. I think there was an episode of your podcast I heard when people were talking about women make blah 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 out of men. 90% of demons are demons by association. If you want to be honest,
that one,
there's this of their friend who came from Mushin and is telling them that to go out. If a woman can't move like this, we move like this with her. It cannot tell
like
me.
You
see, I'm saying this on a place of pain.
Sorry.
No, let me be done with this. Men are always trying to be emotionally strong and all that when it comes to their guys. So when they're in love with women, they don't want to show their guys that they're feeling this way.
So
you get it when I say most demons are demons by association.
Because
my friend must not see me falling in love. So, if
my guy sees me falling in love, guy, you don't fuck
exactly.
Up.
Exactly. So, men make men demons.
Are you going to let me talk? Make my point. I'm sorry on the other end of this conversation. It's been a very agitated conversation.
From the get,
bro. But let's slow down for a second, right?
Okay.
Think about this with me. Okay. As a guy, did you realize that growing up, your age mate is not really your age mate when she's like
right?
And that sucks ass.
That's natural. Not us.
You want to say you cannot tend to blame. The victim card that is nature or something.
No, it is.
It is nature.
It is.
That's not playing victim.
Hold on. Now, I stop because I still do actually have a cousin. Esther, shout out to you.
is that your best friend?
No. I have so many Esthers. My sister is Esther. My cousin is Esther. My best friend is Esther. I have plenty Esthers. Right? Anyways, I have this cousin. Her name is Esther. I think she's younger than me by a couple months or
but she looks bigger.
So it is not playing the victim. She didn't have to be bigger.
She's younger than me. And every time it got to a point in which my grandma was like, why am I calling her by her first name? And I'm like,
what the?
No.
Did she fuck?
Yeah, it happened.
And I'm like, okay. And I'm like, see, now this is on a family level. Now let's take this to friendship level. You went to school, 100 level together. But the guys, I'm trying to reach to you because normal, we got at the same level. So let me get with you now. What's the problem? But no, all 500 level Mumu boy that is doing his NYC, I'll be final year next week. is toasting you, and you're great. And listen. Wait. You agree for that one. And we now look at it that, who did you now do it? We're on the level. And on the level, I'm broke. So is it on the level that we think we'll come over time? And we carry that anger in us, right? For 3 years. And we not get
to, it's like you've experienced
they get naturally
sure he's talking from experience. It's
actually, okay. I swear to Christ, I hate cash tenure because it's one year. I hate it, like it's very disgusting. I said this before that
yeah.
If you're not in my level, I don't talk to you. I don't know your daddy like that.
It's makes sense.
But literally I'm figurative, you know, like I just, but but what I'm just trying to say is now we get to 400 level and we have people, ladies, your gender, making us that come and teach me stats. I finish your statistics. And bro, STS 101 and 201.
I said it, Andreas had experience.
Right, no, listen.
You're
listen.
Talking out of experience.
You lot don't even want to understand shit. You just kind of understand. I don't understand. Senior, come and teach me. I'm like, bro, no.
Okay, so are you talking about the girls in 100 level?
Like the younger ones
coming
now.
To you. Yeah. And this is it. You wait for your turn. Those guys no, that
wait
in 500 level,
they waited for their turn.
They waited for their turn.
Now, listen.
That's how life goes. It's a circle.
Two of you are in the same place. You're in the same position, technically. Now, the people that you are going to go and meet,
they're not in the same level that you are.
So the girlfriend with the net and the wig is probably someone in his level, or
that's the problem. That's what I had the problem with. I'm pissed. Hold on.
No. You be pissed though.
Calm down.
That's what I had the problem calm with. Down. That's what I had the problem with. I mean, look at me. This is the worst I look like. I'll be fine, babe.
Sure now.
Ask around. What? No. Ask around. But we didn't know what to do. Per quarks of Titako. I find there.
Okay.
I didn't see this, babe.
She's not fine.
Nothing did yet.
Okay. What? Like I said, is she on his level?
No.
Exactly. So I wanted
babe
to
was
say
in
this,
a polytechnic.
That is very, very wrong. That's very, very wrong.
I'm sorry. I'm
guys,
sorry.
They like women.
Women,
younger.
they like women. They can push.
They
around.
Can put together. They can start a life.
I don't
off.
Know.
Like, you know, you're Obama.
Women
are
meant to be in
like,
charge of
it. To grow alive. To say, oh, this girl, someone that helped us, someone that grew
are
alive to become what she is.
Yeah, we're talking about just
Obama. Abigail has been awfully quiet.
Okay.
Right. I'm going to tell you why.
Because I can't relate.
She's easy from you, but at this point, she was even questioned wanting to be on this particular episode because she was like, she's never been with a Yoruba person. And I told her that, you know, you're missing.
You don't know what you're lucky.
You're lucky. She said you're lucky. I'm telling you, you're missing the finest things in life, right? However, prove me wrong.
That's what
right?
you see.
Right? Prove me wrong, right?
Okay,
tell
you're
me,
missing.
How many reasons? Okay, I don't know if it's a very valid one, but you did them more than two Igbo boys.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Now, how has it been? As an outsider point of view.
Well, I just think what you guys are saying, I don't believe that it's just for the Yoruba guys now.
Yeah.
It's actually all men. Like, this thing doesn't have to, like, it's not based on tribe.
We have the finesse that makes you the breast that Thames used to do with the eyes.
See,
like,
if a Femi show you Pepe and an Emi catch show you Pepe, Femi Pepe is gonna be on.
It's not Pepe, it's boy.
It's gonna be on.
I feel like
if today knock you way past.
Wait. I just feel like not all guys are scum, because it's all based on individuality, like what the person is, like person's character,
kind of person,
right?
Yeah.
Yes, kind of person he is.
Yeah,
you can be with a Yoruba guy,
and, he's
and
you,
he
right?
will treat you
yeah.
right.
Shout out to
I will not even
until he meets.
Shout out to my man.
I want us to talk about.
Yeah, you've been shouting my man.
She wants to
only ask what. I'm like, what
two
the heck?
Stories surfaced right before this episode.
Okay.
And I want us to talk about this story that we're going to just round up and call it a day. Right, you were going to tell us about one story at one point.
Yeah.
Right. Do you remember the story?
You are going to say
I
something.
I think I already said it.
No, no, was not the one I wanted to say. That was like, you know, hold on.
Ah, Jesus. Yeah, okay, okay.
You remember it?
I think so.
Okay, okay. Good. Now tell us about your.
Can I always say another one?
There's so much.
So much juicy story.
Oh, Ifugarawa.
I don't know what you people want me to say about my man.
From beginning.
How I met
the Genesis 1-1.
Genesis 1-1 is one.
I'm not sure if you'll be comfortable with me saying this on record, but basically, in some way, I snatched.
You did what?
Sorry.
Anyway.
I snatched. Wait,
wait. You snatched your Yoruba man?
Yes, yes, good, I good. Did.
Listen. Yes. What if his ex now, girlfriend at the time, I'm not done.
Okay.
His girlfriend at the time.
Yeah.
Was like, don't ditch Yoruba man. Yoruba man will leave you because technically.
You snatched. That's what
let me say this. I said this before on this episode that if a man is nice to Kemi, that's because he's showing to Nuke Pepe. Amen.
Let me just say what is in my mind.
See,
okay. Scum doesn't have a gender. You can be a
no, no.
Your
no,
men are no. worse.
But if I'm let snatching a man, if I'm snatching a man, I'm not this scum here. I'm fighting for what I want.
Why? Why I is it that it's another person's it. Man that you want?
Because he wants me to. Abi.
Let me tell you. Men are
weaker. Oh Jesus, my head.
Men are weaker.
That's not what we are talking about today. That's not what we are talking about.
She wants that. I'm going to support you. I'm going to support you.
Yes.
She wanted him.
Can you and I took him.
Then this guy, okay, it was with a babe. He had a girlfriend. Obviously, he was looking outside.
You get 2 hours of Jukokoro. No. I cannot
find somebody.
You're defending him now.
No,
I don't mind.
No, he found somebody and that okay.
Hold up.
He's a Yoruba guy. Mm-hmm. Since you guys are dating now, that means he had intentions. That means he had intentions of dating. He did not just want to fuck and leave. He wanted to be with you.
Oh God.
Why are you people fucking?
Please, what is fucking?
I'd like to even just.
No.
Wait, hold on.
Andrew is tired.
Okay, wait. Let me full. Then please disclosure. Mm-hmm. I was in a relationship too.
Bro,
guy.
Two stars. Bro.
I was in a relationship too.
Okay.
Bro.
Issues. My, I was.
It was not coming to an end
because I was willing to stay through it, but mine had issues.
Okay.
Why didn't my relationship work out?
Like, why didn't you make it work out?
Exactly.
Instead of going to them, they are not married.
No.
Do you know that?
No. Wait, it is a relationship. No, it is not marriage.
Don't come to me. Leave me.
I know what she's doing. She's the enabler of this conversation. You're not making your point.
No.
I don't think.
You're validating your bad character.
No.
Because of his vocal.
No. That's not what she's doing. It is not a bad character.
Exactly. I'm just saying what it is.
It started like I was in a relationship I was tired of, but I didn't have the courage to leave.
Okay.
He was in a relationship. I don't know how he felt about it.
You're lying. That's a big lie. You know it's a lie.
Okay. He was still in a relationship.
Yeah, good.
But then, I mean,
was he having an issue? Was he having an issue with?
I don't know. I feel like the issue with his relationship was, I think, to stand. They were not as close as they used to be. So
I knew you were.
You know. What's that word? I was giving. Yeah. What you wanted to be given,
but you were in a relationship.
What were you giving? Because I mean,
what were you giving?
I was
what
giving
you wanted,
as you can no, see, I am energetic, so I was giving the energy.
Energy. Oh, like, exactly.
I was giving energy, I was giving the kuchi. I was
there's more to me, I beg.
Okay, I mean, what do you want to hear? To be honest. I think we started becoming close and knowing we wanted to be together even without the sex. Before we started having sex. I'm honest. We were like, our conversations were conversating.
This list of questions that I have, but continue.
No. Wait. No, to be honest. Wait. I don't know. If you see your person.
Do you get?
He's my person.
Wait.
Okay.
Wait. Now, I've shouted.
No, verse.
Sure.
Adria, are you drinking my Zobo?
I'm so sorry.
You can't
Adria,
you can have this.
That's a Zobo. I want to say this. I want to say this for my Christian brothers and my Muslim sisters. Right, Christian sisters and Muslim brothers too. That question is sex.
No, it's not.
My hand is hungry. That's the question I want to ask.
Shut up.
Let Muslim answer.
No, first, shut up. But people that used to say money is not important. I already have that money.
Ah, okay. Yeah, I'm saying money is
people
important.
People that used to say that money doesn't buy happiness. I already have the money. People that used to say that school is a scam. You already have 500 level of easy. Big come
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
People that would say, don't go and serve. What is serve? What is share?
What is share?
They already do something.
Oh, yeah, I'm asking you to be sex important in a relationship.
He
asked the question.
Okay, but I just said no, and then you did not believe me.
I just feel the switch.
It's not. Money can be important too, but sex is not. Sex is like.
But you actually have sex in a relationship. For that relationship
exactly
work.
When you know your person, we're talking about knowing your person.
Yeah,
when you know your person, and again, you guys talk every day, you guys want to be in a relationship. If you agree not to have sex, there's no problem. You can be talking every day, going out on dates, doing different things apart from sex. It doesn't have to be
no,
you know, this one.
That's actually what you wanted. Wait, what he wanted.
But then,
okay,
like Mide said, she said she's a sexual person. And then I think
that it was what she wanted.
I think I'm that kind of person too, but I feel like I'm the one that will actually initiate.
Okay, listen. Wow. Between 2015 and 2022, when did you become so sexually vocal?
Wow.
I said this is shaking.
For me, it was 2019. To be honest, I used to be a very shy person when it comes to sexual topics, but now I feel like it's it.
Are you people not doing
this? Exactly. We're all doing this thing.
Hey, you know, who is
why are you telling me sorry?
No, no. Well, the face you made was...
No.
Come now, you are always
funny. Okay, to be honest, from my own perspective,
50% of
people. I feel like sex, for me, is important in a relationship. I can't do long distance. I'm sorry.
I've been in
long distance. I can't do long distance. We met online and then it was nice. I didn't do anything.
I can't do long distance. I think I was telling my babe one time that if I don't see you for a month, I didn't mean it when I said it, but I have said it before, that for a month we are together in this city. And you are not making attempts to see me, and you are not, and you don't want me to come and see you. I'll cheat.
Wow.
Okay,
so I don't know.
That summarizes.
No. I don't think
no
I'm going
gender.
To do it. But I just wanted him to know.
You are going to wash it back.
No, I don't think
after,
so. I don't think so.
What?
No.
A man that gives you assurance
and
everything you cannot cheat on him.
Exactly.
Like, you cannot cheat on a good man.
Something that I've learned, and I learned this in Tony. When I learned it in Tony, I remember I first saw a YouTube video and I lied to myself for like 3 years that like, I wasn't. Every guy by default is a manipulator.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we could do our research, we could ask you corner that what do you want from the guy? Or we'll do a survey of your past relationship and profile
the kind of
people you like. Mm-hmm. And then we will create the avatar. That perfect.
It's perfect.
Oh,
bro, we're going to. You like long talks. We're going to do it. This is even way beyond relationships right now. This has gone on to marriages, right?
Yeah.
Right. You like brother.
So I think we're talking about pretending.
Not just pretending. Not just pretending.
Because that's not who you are. You're like trying to be what to fit in to what she likes,
and they will not be able to keep up.
To keep up, that's the thing. Mm-hmm. That's because you do not really like her. You just want to. But if you find your person, emphasis on that.
On your
someone
person.
You don't have to stress.
To fake it.
You
for.
Don't have to fake it for.
To be honest, see when I met this person, he thought I'm a hardworking person. I mean,
you gave him
there
that
was
vibe.
Time I know I didn't give him that vibe.
It was thinking.
Okay. It was. I didn't know where I got it from. I mean, I was checking the mails he sent to me. I'm like, you're the most industrious person I've ever met. Yeah, me no.
Very serious, Missy.
10 o'clock, you didn't wake me. I ain't gonna wake. Do you understand? I did not fake it. Now, I think I sent it to him and be like, babe, right? Did you send this? One time he thought I was being industrious and he's like, I didn't know.
Okay, 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 do you know, if you were not his person and everything, you would have that would shied. Have been,
exactly.
You would have been shy and said, how do you say you would have shied away?
No, I would have taken it or make like, it would have been a problem.
Say, oh yeah, thank you. She would have said thank you. Let me go through the mails. Sent you mails, right, and everything. But even though you were not interested, because you wanted to, what's that word? You wanted to fit in for him.
For him, yeah,
so
yeah.
So that's
yeah.
why I'd be like, oh, this girl's. Yeah, to make it work. You wanted to make it work.
But if he's your person, like,
you will tell him.
I think that's
him,
the summary. If a Yoruba man is your person and you are his person too, it will make it work. But if he just wants to, you know.
Now I want to say these two things, right?
Okay.
First of all, we shouldn't say like there's this trend that I see on Twitter that guys don't like to talk back whenever we're being slandered. I've noticed this. I'm serious. I'm very serious. Like slander a guy for everything. Because okay. Bruh,
have you met Shola boys? Can you we?
Who is Shola?
Afamil.
No. That is an outlier.
They're not guys.
That is an outlier.
Okay.
For many
I've
guys.
Tweeted things against guys. I have. Look, and all of them come and start crying.
Let me make my point, right?
Okay.
As a guy, we, amongst ourselves, right, I'll speak for, it's not like I'm in our family or anything, but I'll speak for.
Are you not?
I don't think I am. Like
are
that.
You not?
I did try.
Are you not?
Is a Sigma male?
I didn't know that. I don't know. If you're an alpha male, you know, constantly, you don't really talk anything. You shout out. Anyways, I feel like as a guy, we troll ourselves for the world. Like my guys are winding me that I literally wanted to kill this guy, bro. I think at one point, my very first serious relationship, it was a very very serious relationship. At first, I didn't know that the relationship was headed for the rocks, but he knew when she asked for space.
Sorry,
when she asked for space, I mean, I was like, you know, I was still trying to do all the other stuff.
Good boy,
he knew, and after the space was like, it was months after, like 4 or 5 months after she ended it, right? So, he knew that, you know, this nigga was,
I knew
so
that was coming.
He was already starting to show me that, yo, nobody's gonna love you again. Keep going. Like, kind of thing that you're just,
you were saying,
I was just deep by myself.
And
after that relationship, I think
I get what you're saying. I think guys just naturally. I have a guy.
Let me finish the story. I didn't date for like 3 years, and every single time, even when I thought I was past it, I would tell myself I'm past it. He will come and he will carry his hand because he's the only person in this life, Wally. His name is Wally. He's the only person in this life that has enough information
to show you to that point.
Because he knew that I simped for this guy. Bro, I did everything. So he knows that last, this person will go, this guy will just come here. You don't do like this.
I get that.
If as a guy, we are doing that for ourselves, you think that anything you will say online will concern us?
I don't know. Oh, it depends on the kind of band.
Some type of band.
Because, I mean, Twitter gender worlds are dirty.
For real, actually.
They're dirty. You see what your gender says, you'll be like, okay, I don't want to argue with this kind of person.
I feel those ones on Twitter just come to save rubbish.
No man. Twitter is not a real place.
Let us admit that.
But the fact that men will shut up when they are being slandered by women,
that's a big lie.
There's gonna be a poll on that here. Let's judge by the poll. If you're a guy, you're listening to this, you're listening with Spotify, just swipe up. You see you can also drop a review on Apple Podcasts as well. Right, and I forgot to say this, if you're listening on you know, whatever platform or you're watching, please take a screenshot and share on your social media platform, Instagram, Twitter, you know, everywhere. Just follow, share the word, follow us here, Twitter at the Star Podcast. Yeah, you're gonna sell yourself at one point. Right, I'm eating
your work. And you're
licking a nut. He just said that.
He's eating your work and licking your nut.
Thank you very much.
Amen.
Anyway, so yeah, reach out to us, Shaking Tables Podcast, the Star Podcast on Twitter, and Shaking Tables with AA on Instagram. Just share, and we please, if you've enjoyed the conversation so far, kindly share with friends, right? Now, I'm rounding up. I'm going to give a scenario. Okay. I'm going to ask you for what you're going to do in the scenarios.
Okay.
Right. Abigail has been awfully quiet. I'm guessing that she's going to be very focused on this particular scenario. Right. And it's this simple one. You meet a guy somewhere. Right. You go to, say, a hotel. Right. And you and your guy go to the hotel to, maybe you're visiting a strange land and you want to go. Especially on these places that you have to go, and I don't know, you go to Ibadan, you're not from
yeah,
you go to that area, you have to like spend the night in the hotel, and obviously you they pull up for one kind of town where your guy is on the bus, you say, ah bro, when you will come now, and you can't finally come, yeah, and you just tell your girl that you are in Ibadan, but you don't want to hurt your girl by saying that, ah, I need to go, I'm going to leave you and go out with my guys, so go out with another girl. And maybe your guys, you now tell your guy, I'm sorry that the story is getting long, but I'm coming somewhere, right? And you lodge your babe, yourself and your babe lodge in one room. And then you don't go to another room and lodge another person. And you find out as the babe. Now, do you understand the point of the story? Do you ever have people that just you see that you are in your city? You have random people.
Okay, yeah.
The city that I'm coming with my babe, you are there. Like.
Okay.
So
what
would
you wait. Okay. Let me understand you. I know this one. This one will be violent. She said, "I should talk." This will be violent. Okay. If I understand you,
like basically, a man is lodging another babe that is not you.
Yes.
In a room in an hotel, you both are.
Because it's true.
That is disrespect in the first place.
So we
came all the way. Let's say it is Ibadan now, Lagos. We stay in Lagos, or it stays in Lagos. I don't know, Sharp.
Yeah.
And then I left Lagos.
I left my space.
I left to get, and I do
you
not
left,
like.
You left state.
Yes. I do not yes. like going out. That's one thing you should know. Especially going to far places. Yeah, it's okay. Let the money come.
Stop.
It's okay.
You
please.
See,
I don't know. Sure. So I left my space. I left Lagos to go to Ibadan with you. First, well, we went to the hotel to enjoy ourselves. I might not know. It's not my hotel. Probably. Okay. Let's even take hotel away from there. Let's say a club.
I'm sad we there, and you're with another woman.
We went to a club. Then one girl. So one girl is not telling you that she's in the club she's or something. No. Let's say a club. Then she's telling you that she's in the club. Then you went to go and meet her. Then left me alone sitting with who? That's disrespect in the first place. I cannot. Oh. After that, I'm fucking done. Sorry for using the F word. What kind of... That is a red flag. So you went to go and meet her. Then you started talking to her. Probably you guys started doing things. I will imagine the worst things you guys did together.
It is not insecurity.
This one is not your fault. So she's your friend. You're meeting her in club in line.
Good evening, everybody. Or I mean the afternoon. First of all, Wallahi, in your kwagba paloli, and it's not gonna be me. Oh God!
But I'm going to beat people. I'm not. No, actually, I'm a very cool person.
I'm not going to beat the woman.
Oh, the boy.
Hey, mano. Ah. I'll bite him in the back of his neck. Put your con. See, I'm not even capping right now. I feel
we should have an episode.
No. To be honest, I don't know how to talk with my word, to fight with my word. I mean, when I'm pissed, because you make fun of me.
Why. Yeah, true. I will start stammering.
I'll start crying.
That's true.
I'm so angry right now. I'm so angry right now.
Where me?
I've been in that kind of situation before. I walked into my man's house, not to this man, my ex. I walked into his house and a babe I knew on Twitter was sitting there.
I swear to God, that kind of thing. I will sit down with him, I swear.
I'll be sitting down with her.
Did you ask?
I'm too.
That's the problem women have actually.
See,
no, it's been not a very all long. Women.
See,
real.
My guy.
I'm not going to do
my
anything.
Guy.
The
first thing
I'm
is
not going to do anything.
I feel like you're trying to
I'm just
them.
Done. Mm-mm. I'll just
I know
done
I'm done.
You.
See, I know I'm
but
done.
Fight.
Not only if I will love money that fuck it up.
It's true,
I'm sorry.
It's just necessary. Right, listen. For your mental health.
For my mental health. I need to find closure.
Now I want to say something that's very serious.
Okay.
All laughs are closed aside, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now you put yourself in a position that you get physical with the guy.
And you beat him.
No, I cannot. I cannot put myself in a position like that. I can't.
I'm sorry.
I can't. Because me, I like peace.
Calm down.
Okay.
By default. This guy is
stronger than
you, sure. 100%.
Yeah. So there's no way for you to
would you put so much trust in somebody that even him doesn't trust himself?
Amen.
Amen. I will say amen to that one.
Amen.
Amen.
One thing that you can't beat me.
Why?
See, it's not.
I've
been seeing guys that bash
my guy.
My guy. See, I don't know. I'm a Yoruba woman, brought up in Ijebu. My roots here, I'm not lying. See, you can beat me, but you say if you will not go without a scar. They show me gone. I don't know, I'm sounding wise at this point. I'm just so sure.
You're sounding so sure of this.
I'm so sure.
You're sounding wise.
Oh, shut up.
I like to avoid
I'm sorry.
Fight.
I'm not
going
a cool-headed person. I don't know how to see. If
to
I want to
that.
Fight with my words, I'll start stuttering, I'll start trying.
True.
I'm not saying
that's
that
true.
A man is not strong enough to beat me, but
you
I'm super sure that you will get to my mom who say, Talele, your mom will go away. Because I will deal with you. I'm sorry. I don't know. I think this is just past trauma and all that.
Okay,
I will beat you.
By Aboki Zobo.
I drink this cold Zobo.
I'll be hot Zobo.
Okay. This is a Zobo.
I got it.
However.
Cold Zobo.
Zobo is cold.
It's cold.
I'm the only one I'm drinking. Adria, you drank my Zobo. Don't worry. Me and Adria will fight on after this.
Anyway, so what you would do is in this scenario is you would walk to the lady.
Not to the lady.
You don't have a problem with the lady.
I don't have a problem with that.
That is very mature.
Him.
You fuck him up.
Yes.
That's very mature.
I'll have a problem with my lady
because I don't know you.
I don't know you before. If it's a lady I know.
Oh. Maybe because of the way I am. Like, I don't like problem. I don't like stress. Right? I'll first of all go and ask him, like, who is this lady? Like, just communication. That's it.
And then if he explains.
Or I take my bag and leave.
I'm imagining the worst. We're going to end on this too, right? And you might not like this.
Shall we?
You might not like this.
Okay.
I'm trying to be very serious this time. When you know within yourself that something isn't an all too good trait,
okay.
Instead of owning up to the fact that it's you, why not work on it, right? For example, I'm a sexual person. I'm not done.
Okay.
Sexual person. I am not a peaceful person. I like violence always.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
Yes.
And I see that. I see why you are very prominent on Twitter because
yes.
That those two are
going on.
However, you should realize that at one point we're not going to be this fine again.
This is
gonna come out, and you are going to be in charge of raising the next generation. Okay, you cannot be a 50-year-old.
They should sit there. Tell
calm down, calm down, calm down. You don't want to be a 60-year-old fighting or embarrassing a young girl.
No, that's not going to be me, of course.
It has to start from now.
I think you are getting it wrong. I will not say, okay, she came late, and I'm going to gamble. Why did you come late? Sorry. Do you get? I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, sure.
Do you get? But things that hurt me to the bone, just let me leave. Don't let me see that person. I don't know if I'm making sense. Because when I'm talking, something will happen that you will, what's the word, you bait me. And when you start baiting me, I don't have that kind of patience to come and be nice about it and say, okay. No, you get what I'm saying?
But first of all, for a guy to do that, just like you said, it's disrespect.
It's not even disrespect. You hate me.
It is actually okay for a man to know that his human does not take nonsense.
Yes.
It is okay. Like that kind of person. So that kind of man, he won't do that to you because he know you are crazy in the head.
Okay,
we're going to change it for
I'm in a relationship here and we have normal arguments, like things that are arguments. And I don't think it has ever gotten physical. Do you get?
It shouldn't.
She said it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you get? Like.
My relationship has gotten to me.
You.
Oh. I'm still better than you.
Yeah, damn.
I'm still
what
she said.
And there's this person.
No, it's just about telling reacting to.
Whatever.
Because you have never ever been in a relationship.
I don't think it has ever gotten physical. Because I think. It is this person,
and that makes sense.
But somebody that is cheating on me in an hotel that I am, no.
First, I think if you have established that
this thing has ended,
I cannot take this thing.
If respect is no longer served, just leave the table straight up.
Breakfast is next.
Okay. That's the edible.
I just want to say thank you very much for the
event. I just smaller.
Thank you.
I'm gonna give you a chance to sell yourselves very shortly. However, to grow the community of the podcast, we try to have conversations with ourselves. And one of the ideas in which we do this is to get birthdays of people, right? So if you know that
shout out to
month of July, August coming month, you want to say hi to your loved one to that podcast, reach out to us on
checkingbirthdays@gmail.com.
Twitter shout out to Taiwo. Her birthday is next Wednesday.
And also Adura's birthday is next Wednesday. So yeah.
So thank you very much.
Nice.
Happy birthday in advance. And to everybody. I think that's basically my age. Musumala, I ripped you off introducing yourself.
So, okay, so now I have the chance.
And call it a day.
I'm Musumala. I don't know how to look for it. I'm a Twitter user. I use Twitter. My handle is at Mosun3n_. I recently changed it. It was Miss Mosumola. I didn't want people to look at me as Miss because my name is Madam Mo. I don't know where I got it from, but Madam Mo. They made me feel like I was old. I am an old person.
Yeah.
I use Miss Mosumola too. So I changed it yesterday to Mosun3n_. Yes.
Reach out to her. She says she likes to.
She knows how to make lollipop. I bake.
Oh, sorry.
Yes, and I don't know. Follow my Instagram.
Everybody has not stopped talking about it.
Right now.
Yeah.
On the issue of Charles, Aboki Zobo is brought to you. I mean, the podcast is brought to you by
Aboki Zobo.
His name is actually Michael. We go way back. We school together in Abeokuta.
Just so you know, Michael, Adura did not give me Zobo.
Okay. I just want to talk about it for a second, right? If you like that, one moment more. If you like that, you like to see us being entertained on the podcast. He has to sell more, and once he sells more,
we
come here more. We drink more.
Come and talk about.
And please, if you find yourself in the environs of within the city of Abeokuta, and you want to ship it out in large quantities to other states, it's very much available for that. And I'm not even trying to sell, like, bro. It's supposed to be cold. These niggas came. These folks came. You came early.
Thank you.
But that's not a good thing, though.
No, it's a good thing for a woman.
Oh my God! Are we still talking about this?
Then I came late, but I still have my Zobo.
You know you were supposed to give her a Zobo because she came late.
Right.
But then because you're a guest,
enjoy yourself. It was really good, and its price ranges are very, very, very
affordable.
I'm not even joking, bro. Very affordable. So, I've not done this before. I don't know why I'm doing things I've not done before. But I want to put it number 8. Let's say within 5 to 10, there's gonna be a link in the description. Send a message, reach out to him. If he gets that number from the podcast, we'll strike a deal. Myself and yourself, right? Anyways, thank you very much for listening so far. I'm going to. She wants.
So I wanted to put this out. So I just started my business. I make cake. I bake cake, donuts.
So you do home deliveries.
So sausage. Yes, I'll do home deliveries, but I won't deliver it myself before they eat the cake and the
and the bacon.
So,
okay, and I'm Ade Femide. Pearl Crafts on TikTok for obvious reasons. Pearl Crafts is actually a character in SpongeBob. It is spelled K R A B S, but mine is
Wait, did you
shall we
say it again? Say that.
Pearl Crafts.
Pearl.
Yes.
Pearl Crafts.
Yes.
Oh, Mr. Crafts.
Yes, yes. But my handle is Mide Not Meat. M Y D E, not N U T M I T. Mide Not Meat. I'm a Twitter user. I sell teas, but my supplier is I don't know. But I sell teas, so supply check out my page. Yeah.
Supplier.
My supplier is not supplying.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So thank you.
Making this episode happen, a lot of ups and downs. Special shout out to Abigail because Abigail was just, she was slumped in the middle because she has an experience and she just cannot fathom the Twitter
things I'm hearing.
Yo, me, I'm a gentle person.
And I love their energy. I love their energy, actually.
What?
Did you say what?
Anyway.
Musu
is gentle and everything,
energy,
right?
Like, no, I love
gentle.
You guys' energy.
Anyway,
no, I can't deal.
I'm just recovering. I thought I was sick. That's why I kept coughing. Apologies for that. Thank you very much for supporting. Thank you very much for everything. Please and please, if you made it to this point, endeavor to you know, if you have comments, you said some things that you didn't like, and probably you're using Google Podcast that doesn't
please,
allow you
tell
to
us.
Drop a comment. Please, you can go to our Instagram post and see
Twitter.
In fact, there's something just
drag us on Twitter.
I'm not joking.
Don't drag me, please. I'm not. Okay. I'm just a shell.
Okay. Don't drag me.
Did you say you're just a child?
I'm just a baby.
Yeah. If you think you cannot, you're forgotten. I'm just use the hashtag Shaking Tables Podcast. So we're gonna find you. Community is strong, we're gonna find you and we're gonna not kill you, right? Anyways, thank you so much. Have a great weekend and peace. Ciao. Thank you very much, you guys.
Come back next week.